You're listening to WMIE Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA Cocoa Beach and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining me here today. Thank you for joining us, all of us here today. We're tuning into God's frequency today. I know the secret, and I share it with you. And that is, God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you if you go to the right place. And that is not through man. Well, men that are preaching the word of God, yes. A herald, a preacher. He's reading and preaching to you what God says. This is what we're looking at. This is what we always look at here on this program. It's so important. We go verse by verse through the entire New Testament of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I love the Old Testament. We always refer back to it, but I'm a New Testament Bible teacher. That's what we do here at WGOD. We go back to the Greek. We look at the original meanings. I speak fluent Greek. I'm a Bible translator. I read Greek. I understand the language, and I share it with you, and I think that helps us to understand the original text better. Here today, we're looking at what the Holy Spirit put on Paul's heart as he went and stood before kings. The end of the book of Acts, which is what we're at. I've entitled this sermon, The Rest of the Story. We started it one day last week, and this will play, I guess, today and tomorrow. And Paul standing before some of the kings, before Felix and before Agrippa. And that's right where we're going to pick it up here in a minute, of the first thing that Paul preached about. He preached about righteousness. He preached about self-control. And I forget the third. But that's where we're going to pick it up here coming up in just a minute. In the meantime, I invite you out to Island Community Church. God's doing a great work out there. And I look back at our Facebook page from a picture of all the men with all the ties that my wife made for all the men, and with the scripture verse on them. And God's done such a great work at our church, and I'm so grateful for what he's done and for what he's doing, present tense, and what I believe what he's going to do here coming up. And Wednesday nights, we're in a series on Bible prophecy. We're looking in Revelation chapter 13 this week and next. So the Antichrist this week, the false prophet the week after. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive. Why don't you come by and study word with us? If you're at home and can't make it, join us live on Facebook at the Island Community Church Facebook page around 6 or 5 after 6. That live feed will go on, and we're going to have a wonderful study here today. Let's see what the Holy Spirit has to say to these kings.
Talk to him about righteousness. If you're not right with God, you have no peace. You're not designed to have peace if you're not right with God. How could you? You're going to hell when you leave this world. You need personal atonement. Again, comes through Jesus Christ. If you're watching this on Facebook and you're not a member of this church, or if you're not saved, and if you don't have peace, there's only one way to have peace, like we just looked at. I just quoted you the verse. Read it in your Bible. Romans, the 5th chapter, the 1st verse, that says, having been justified by faith, We have peace with God. To be justified is when God takes a gavel bigger than this one and he slams it down and he looks at you and he says those two words your soul has been dying to hear. You know what they are, right? Not guilty. That's how you get peace. Because you're a sinner and you've got unrest until you get right with God. And Felix wasn't right with God. If you're sitting at home today and if you don't have peace, you got to get right with God. And it's easy to do. All you got to do is call on the name of the Lord. Turn and confess and repent of your sins. Make things right with God. Then you will have peace. Buying a boat won't do it. Divorcing your spouse won't do it. Remarrying somebody young won't do it. The only way to have peace is to be right with your Maker. I don't want to gloss over that. Of all the names and stuff we're going to read, let's not gloss over the important things. Do you have peace with God this morning? Is your heart right with God? So Paul addressed that. Secondly, the second thing he said was self-control. That is how you live. The King James uses the word temperate in all things. Temperate, like tempered glass. Are you a bull in a china shop? Don't even get me near tempered glass. It'll all shatter. Temperate. Does shattered glass just follow you around? Be like Joseph, who had the strength and the willpower to say no to temptation when it presented itself. This is probably the hardest one to master. Self-control. Like when you're on a diet and there's a plate of brownies right under your nose. Or you're in a garden full of trees and God says, don't touch that one right there. And you've got a billion years to look at it. What do you do? What did Adam do? Self-control. How are you doing on that? The third thing was the coming judgment he talked to Felix about. Perhaps the number one thing unbelievers are not willing to listen to, and that is that judgment's coming in your lifetime for your sins and for your lifestyle. It's coming for you and for me. It's coming for this nation. It's coming for the sins of this nation. It's coming for all those that don't know God. I guess that would make that your fault. Nobody else's fault. Whose fault is it if someone doesn't know God? It's yours and mine. And on those that don't obey the gospel, now that's not your fault. Peter put it this way, 1 Peter 4:17. It says, the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. You need a crane for that bottom chin. You just play that again. Rewind button. You heard it right. Peter says to the church of Jesus Christ, the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those that don't obey the gospel of God? Then he says this, now if the righteous is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and sinner appear? Now, I'll give you $100. Anyone except Brent's the only one. Because Brent's the only one that's got that in his Bible. No one else here does. I was going to say, I'll give you $100 if you find that verse in your Bible. I'll even tell you where it is. It's Proverbs 11:31. If the righteous is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and sinner appear? No one wants to take me up on it. And he didn't bring his in today either. He's quoting from the Greek Old Testament, and it's lost. It's not in our Bibles anymore. It was in Pete's Bible, and it's in Brent's Bible, but it's not in our Bibles. Praise God, it's in my Bible. Because he quoted from it, so I decided to leave it in. You'd have to read that on your own, see what your Bible reads in Proverbs 11:30. But when Peter's quoting that, and either the translators are too stupid to know what he did, or else they're just guessing at what he did, he's quoting verbatim, but Peter has a different Bible. He's got the Greek Septuagint, the Greek Old Testament, which was all the church knew, until one Catholic man with an axe to grind did away with the Greek Septuagint Old Testament, replaced it with the Hebrew Old Testament. That's why you can't find that verse in your Bible. Let me read that again. You got it, right? I said, if the righteous is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and sinner appear? Now find that in your Bible. You see, this is what got me started on my Bible translation, which made me lock myself in my room for 5 years to finish it. When Jesus said, out of the mouth of babes and infants you have perfected praise, and you go to Psalm 8, verse 2, and it's not in my Bible, what's wrong? Does Jesus not know the Word? Jesus is the Word. He wrote it. He's the living Word of God. He quoted from the Greek Septuagint Old Testament, and that Bible's gone and forgotten today. So that's why when you read things like this and you go back, your center column reference says, read the Proverbs 11:31. That's why it's different. He wasn't misspeaking. He knew exactly, the Holy Spirit knew exactly what he was doing. But men have changed it. Anyway, hear the word of God, and that is judgment begins here first in the house of God. Maybe you say, oh no, judgment. Well, the good thing is, praise God, someone has already paid the price for the judgment that is due you, and that's why we're here today to worship him. Because he took your penalty upon himself. This is the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ. Is that the wages of sin is death. And Jesus comes in, invades time. Is when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. God puts all of the sins of mankind on his back, and he dies in your place. That's why we're here, Bill. We're here to worship the Savior. Who not only that, you know, I can only go so long without my gavel. I tried to replace them. Jesus gets me excited. I can't help it. This is why I want to shout when we sing worship songs. I get it. I know everyone gets it in their own way. Now let's move up here to chapter 25. That really is the crux of what I wanted to talk about. That's the ongoing message. He convicted him of those things, really. He convicted him of righteousness for not being right with God.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.